Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It's 57 degrees out. It's supposed to rain, but it's sunny right now. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe later. But it is a good day. I'm getting over being sick. So much better than I was on Friday. Today's Monday. But today I wanted to, and I've been thinking about it the last couple of days, really direction. Direction. And what I mean is, how do we know what direction to go as believers? And I was just reading a proverb this morning. You could look it up if you'd like, but it was basically like, man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And I love that. It's so simple. It's almost too simple. It's so simple that we go, well, what else do I do? Nothing. You follow the Lord. He puts things on your heart. You go towards what he puts on your heart, and he directs your steps. It's so simple. It's so simple. But I think that we complicate it oftentimes. And I think we complicate it by overthinking it. Do you know what I mean? You ever overthink something and you're just like, this was clear before I started thinking about it. Now that I am constantly thinking about it, I have no clue what's going on. It's kind of like scripture, you know? And I'm not saying don't overthink scripture, but the logical and literal explanation when you first read scripture is most often what the meaning is. Do you see what I mean? And yes, you can go deeper as you study the Hebrew and the Greek and Aramaic, and you get into exegesis and hermeneutics and all that, but we take it literally. We take the Bible literally. And we take God's will literally in that sense. In that he puts things on our hearts. He gives us the desires of our heart. And we have to make sure that it is from the Lord, because some of those desires that we do have are from the flesh. And we're not dumb. I think that we know when those desires are not of the Lord and from the flesh or from the world or from ungodly influences. We know. It's just a matter of resisting those things and going the way God wants us to go. We get distracted easily. And so we don't want to get distracted from the direction that God is leading us in. And again, he doesn't give us the end of the story at the beginning, right? He doesn't give us the end of our lives right now. He just gives us what he wants to do right now, where we are, in our present predicament, in our present placement, if you will, in our present position. So God is the one who gives us direction, right? He leads us. And our job and our calling is to follow. And as we simply follow and be obedient to him, you know, he's going to make our path clear. He's going to show us where to step next. I don't know if you've ever been hiking in like a rocky area. Back in the day, in that church I used to be at, we used to go camping and we used to go hiking up the river, right? And we'd go hiking up the river and we had water shoes. And we would rock on the rocks, some in dry land, a lot just in the water. And we would really have to watch where we stepped. We'd really have to look underwater. It was clear water. And look if we're stepping on a rock or stepping on the sand or stepping on the dirt. Like, or else, if we stepped in the wrong place, we would twist our ankle. Right? Our foot would get caught in the water. And so in the same way spiritually, we have to watch where we step. We have to make sure the next step that we take is from the Lord. Because if it's from the Lord, it's going to be safe, if you will. In other words, you're not going to take a step and sprain your ankle and be in horrendous pain and have to go to the doctor. Like, he's going to make your path clear. And I love what Psalm 19 says about that. I mean, there's various verses in Psalm 119, since it's all about God's word, 176 verses about God's word. But it's very clear that he lights our path. He illuminates the way that he would have us to go. Psalm 119, 105. And if it's dark and if you don't see a place to step ahead of you, well, then that is a directive. I believe that's a directive from God to wait. To wait. Don't take a step yet. Sit back. Pray to Him. Seek Him. Continue to follow Him. And wait for that next step to be clear, to be illuminated. Because following the Lord is a step-by-step, excuse me, is a step-by-step activity, right? Step-by-step. And I think AA adopted a lot of the biblical principles, right? Alcoholics Anonymous. But one thing I do like, one of their sayings is one step at a time. One step at a time. You don't make a giant leap into the future. You just take one step at a time. And then God makes clear what your future is going to be. And I love that. I love that. Take one step at a time. Because if we go quicker than that, we're going to be in danger of going ahead of the Lord, going before the Lord. And the Bible often says, the Lord goes before us. Because we need to let Him lead. He is the authority in our lives. Like, we all have authority in our lives, right? Whether it's a boss at work, the leadership at your church, or the pastor at your church, or your parents, or law enforcement. Like, there's all these authority figures, right? And when we simply follow the authority that God has put into place all around us, as long as it's not compromising His word, then we're going to be well off. Things are going to be clear. Things usually go smooth. See, God is our authority. And we take our directives from Him who leads. And so may we simply follow. May we just be obedient to follow what God wants us to do, which way He wants us to go. If there's no step ahead, well, wait. If there's an opening and it's on your heart and you see that step in front of you, go for it. Right? And here's another thing. God is not going to cause you to backtrack. Do you know what I mean? Unless you get way ahead of Him. Then He'll be like, okay, step back, calm down. But He's not going to cause you to backtrack. He's not going to say, you know what, you progressed here in the faith. Now I'm going to make you a little more immature. Now I'm going to make you a couple steps back here. He's not going to do that. You know, as we're following the Lord, He's going to help to lead us forward in the faith, to grow, to flourish, to thrive in the faith, right? That's God's heart, that we grow. That we're stronger this year than last year. That we're following Him more avidly this month than last month. That today we're going to seek Him more passionately than yesterday. And so how are we led by the Lord? How does He direct us? Again, circling back to the beginning, God puts things on our hearts. We just have to pray and discern that it's from Him or not. If it's from Him, then He will direct our steps. If it's from Him, then we'll see a way. If it's from Him, then He'll make a clearing, right? If it's from Him, we will see which way to go next, what step to take, step by step, one step at a time. And it's a beautiful thing. That's what it is to trust the Lord as He directs us. That next step may look a little bit scary. It may seem a little bit unconventional. Others may say, wow, that's kind of crazy. But if He's illuminating your path before you, and there's easy access to that step, it's like right there, it's open, it's ready, it's on your heart, you have that desire, and you know He's given you that desire, then it's time to take that step. It's time to let Him lead, despite what others think, despite even your own questioning, what if, kind of thing, just take that step. If it is from God, that's the prerequisite. That's what we have to do. We have to make sure it's His directive. Not from the world, not from our flesh, but from Him. So seek Him. You know, you're going to plan things in your heart, but He's going to direct your steps. He's going to put those things on your heart He wants you to do, and He's going to put those things on your heart that He's like, no, that's not for me. He'll make it clear. And really, it starts with prayer. Your one-on-one communication with Him. Stay close to Him. He loves you. He wants to direct you in the ways that He wants you to go. His will is always the best. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.